Blog Talk Radio.
Friday Night Specials with Diane Lenning.
Y'all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment, QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch Friday Night Specials. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We are so glad you're here with us tonight, or if it's in the morning, as the case may be, for you. We are glad you are with us. We are going to open in prayer like we like to with the Lord's Prayer. I'm hoping everyone around the world is learning how to say the Lord's Prayer in English. It's found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Let's bow our heads together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us pray also in our own words. Let's keep our heads bowed for another moment or two. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful to you for this privilege and honor to share the good books from the greatest book in all time, the Bible. It is a good mechanism for our friends to learn English and other good things for them as well. And we pray, Lord, for those who live in areas where the Muslims are overly active and attacking and harming others. Lord, we pray a protection over our Christian friends and family, a protective hedge. And Lord, we pray for your host of angels to be the guardians and the warriors on their behalf to fight the evil one that would come against them. And Lord, not only that, but we pray that you would soften the hearts of Muslims and help them to see. Help the blind eyes to be opened and to see the truth and the reality of the real God, Lord. We pray that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit, that they may know the experience of being a child of God as well, and that by accepting Jesus, they too can enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, help them to know and understand that there is only one way into heaven. Only one way into heaven. Nothing else anyone can do will get you into heaven but through this one thing, and that is by accepting the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior and having your sins forgiven. Lord, help them to hear the word, to understand it, and to receive your greatest gift ever to all of humankind. We pray, Lord, that a sweeping of your Spirit would go throughout the world and reach every human, that everyone would have opportunity to hear the good word, the good news, for not only a good life, but also a great eternal life that you have promised and will give us. We thank you for that. We pray for healing for those, Lord, who are sick and infirmed. Whatever their physical ailment be, Lord, you know what it is. Although I might not mention the one for each person, Lord, help that person to know that you see, hear, and understand their problem. And you will speak and work with them directly to heal them. For you are the Almighty, all-loving, caring God, who even sees the sparrow bird fall. So that much more you see each one of us in our needs. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless and anoint those who are sharing the good news in their towns, their communities, and their countries. Lord, that you would protect them, that you would give them boldness and confidence, and above all, wisdom, for when and how to speak to those who will benefit by hearing the Word of God and the plan of salvation. Lord, we just pray for record numbers of people receiving the gospel and receiving Christ as their Savior. For we know the time of the end draws near. None of us know the exact time or day, but Lord God, you know. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share in the reaping of this great harvest. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to hold off on the amen because I want us all to just worship the Lord for a minute in song. Just take time to continue in your prayer while this song plays. Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Just worship the Lord together. Lift your hands in praise and prayer to God the Father. Reading in Daniel chapter 7 tonight. I think you will find this a very interesting chapter. I find them all interesting, but this one's even more so. In Daniel chapter 7, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came upon the sea, diverse from one another. And I believe this is written in conjunction with the book of Revelation, which we just finished recently. Only this was written many years before Revelation. Daniel, as part of the Old Testament, was an old prophecy, as Daniel saw here. And the first great beast that came up from the sea was like a lion and had eagle's wings. Now, I'm just going to tell you, as we go along, what many people perceive or who they perceive some of these beasts to be. Many people believe that the lion represents Judah and the British Empire, and that the eagle represents the United States of America. And we know that the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings, and America really did birth from the lion in a way, because America came from England in large part. Now, not everyone was English, but most people were, and the first early beginnings of America, of the 250,000 settlers here, were English speaking, and they built the country upon the English form of law. So therefore, England and America have often worked in conjunction in history. And I'm going to say this out of my heart, and there are those in the world who might not agree with this, but I believe the lion and the eagle have worked to help humanity. England didn't get a real good start with some of the colonies by being a little bit too domineering or bossy. But I can tell you, being mostly English myself, and much of my family having come here to California from other parts of the country, most of them were in the ministry of one type or another, either pastors or evangelists or teachers or preachers or musicians. And their expressed heartfelt reason was to get the good news out to the rest of the world. In fact, my grandfather, my dad's father, was a minister, pastor in California for 35 years, from 1933 to 1969, when he passed away. And he helped build many churches up and down the state, served as pastor in various large cities, and he was also the overseer over the 10 western states of the United States in his organization. And their goal was to evangelize the West, that people would know the Lord and become Christians. None of them came here to seek a fortune, but they came here to tell others the good news. But they also happened to be good workers who could make a good living, who understood that it was important to make a good living, to be able to have time to share the gospel and to help churches with paying their bills. So there is another side to this negative viewpoint that some people have of capitalism around the world and of imperialism. And like everything in life, it's like two sides of a coin. There's a good side and a bad side. Nothing is perfect in life. But if we look for the good in things rather than for the evil, it can sometimes help us understand the good intents of most, but there may have been a few who took advantage of capitalistic way of making a living for their own greed. Now, greed has been probably the largest sin, greed and power. Selling their souls for greed and power has probably been the largest sin in the history of the world. And Satan seems to tempt most people with greed and power. And with greed, of course, comes wealth. I would suggest to you don't be tempted by that, because the important thing in life, we know, is to serve and follow the Lord. Now, I did not plan to get on that side track, but it just jumped out of these scriptures to me, having been a history teacher, and is giving you, listeners, some opportunity around the world to hear the other side of the viewpoint. Those right now who are in power in America do not favor our form of government or our economic system, both of which have been what have made America great, and everyone want to flock to America and live in America. It's been our form of government and our economic system. So it seems apparent by the actions and what we see occurring that they are attempting to attack both our form of government and our economy. But I want you all to know that they can do nothing unless God allows it. If God allows it, they for a time may be able to do some things, and they may feel powerful, and their greed and lust may be quenched for a short while, but that will be all, because God has a plan. He is all powerful, and what God's plan is, that is what will happen. No matter how hard any leaders or individuals or powerful bankers or wealthy individualists try to do, it will all be in vain for no good purpose unless it is done with the heart and love of God. So we're going to pray for all those people sometime tonight when we pray again. And I had no idea the Lord was going to have me say this now, but it must be the time to say it. So continuing on in verse 4, I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now, if I were to literally explain that verse, what it tells me is that this beast, this lion with the eagle's wings, its wings have been plucked. Well, it kind of feels like the eagle's wings are being plucked right now. And it's going to be made to stand on its feet as a man. And it will have a man's heart given to it. I don't know how that will play out or what that means, but that's what that scripture says. In Daniel 5, and behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Well, the bear has traditionally been taught of to be Russia, but it could also be some of the outlying provinces around Russia. We don't know exactly. These are just presumptions some people have made. But it raised itself up, and with the ribs in the mouth and the teeth of it, they were going to arise and devour much flesh. Now, I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to tell you what my heart and my study mind says. It could possibly be the areas south around Russia, those areas where much of violence and death is occurring right now in this part of the world, and much flesh is being devoured, is being killed. That is happening right now in those countries just south of Russia on down to Syria, all through that area. And it is the beast of the bear. To me, these two verses are happening right now, like they've never happened before. There may have been times where it sort of happened, but to me, it just seems to be right now. I just feel that in my spirit. Verse 6, after this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, I've heard people say opinions about that one, but I'm not as firm in my belief about who or what the leopard is. Some people feel it was like the Greek or Roman Empire, and I'm thinking maybe the Ottoman Empire, I don't know. But upon its back, it had wings as well of a fowl. And that's like a bird. And the beast had four heads, so it could be. Isn't that interesting? I just said all those countries, and this beast says it has four heads. So each head could be a country. So it could be that it's those countries over there working together. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. So that tells me that this is a beast of 10 different entities or regions or countries that are working together, and it's stamping out something. Well, I do believe there are about 10 countries or so right now that have joined together in the old Ottoman Empire that are now going around stepping on things, and that is happening right now as we speak. And it is appearing at this moment to have exceeding great strength to those who are being overpowered. And I've read this chapter many times, and I've never felt it to be happening so much as like it's happening now. I know I've often wondered in the past, what are those 10 horns? I know some people had taught in the past it was the 10 countries in the European Union, but I don't think so. Right now, it appears to be those 10 countries from the old Ottoman Empire that have joined together about a year or a year and a half ago in their recent uprising of killing people. In the name of what? Why? Why are they killing these people? Well, I believe I know, but I don't want to say it yet. And many of you probably know too. But in my opinion, it's needless. There's no need for this killing. If they all knew the Lord Jesus, they would not be killing. Because Exodus 20 tells us in the Old Testament that thou shalt not kill. So those who follow and love God are not going to needlessly kill people. So going on, Daniel said in verse 8, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns, plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Well, We have that right now too, don't we? You can think about who you consider that might be. I have an opinion, but I don't want to say it right now. But it is a world leader. There is a world leader going around right now with the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things. 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down and placed, and the one that was Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Well, that has to be none other than the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, whose head was like pure wool, and whose garment was white as snow. Verse 10, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. 11, I beheld, then came the voices of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. So that beast that is going around right now, devouring much flesh, killing many people, needlessly, I might say. I think that's who the good Lord is speaking about here, that this beast will be slain, and his body and power destroyed, and will be burned. 12, as concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, all nations, and all languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that shall not be destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord. We know that to be the Lord's kingdom. 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to say that verse again. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 19, then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So there will be a time of war and difficulty with the saints against this horn. But upon God's time, when the Ancient of Days come and judgment is given, then the saints will possess the kingdom. I believe that's referring to the white throne judgment. Verse 23, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and tread it down, and break it in pieces. Again, I think we're seeing that right now. The fourth kingdom, which has many countries joined together, and they are diverse. They're a little bit different, but yet have a thread of similarity. And they are attempting to now destroy the whole earth of those who are not of their belief system. And they are treading it down and breaking it in pieces, destroying it. They are utter machines of destruction and evil. And they are not of God. They are not a part of God's kingdom, and they are not God's servants or God's children. And the 10 horses out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. That's interesting. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Here again, I have an opinion who that is, but I don't want to say it right now. But let me give you some of the pointed information again so that you can understand who that is. This person talked about in verse 25 shall say things against God and shall wear out the saints by persecuting them and saying false things against them and making them feel inhibited from expressing their views in a free country. This person is taking from them, is trying to change the laws to benefit his view and take away the original view of the people. And he is from one of these kingdoms. And these people shall be given unto his hand. They shall have to suffer and endure what his hand chooses to lash out for a time. And the dividing of time. We don't know how long that is. Hopefully not too long. But, in verse 26, the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Oh, hallelujah. That is explaining to me. So in other words, there's going to be some kind of tribunal that's going to sit and judge him and take away his position and his dominion and his authority. And they're going to destroy his dominion unto the end. Praise the Lord. I wish I were in a private group. I could tell you what I think that means. but I don't think it's a good idea to say it on the radio, which is unfortunate, because that means we are not able to practice free speech in America anymore without fear of serious harmful reprisal. That is sad. It's a travesty of justice. However, we understand here that that is also seemingly a fulfillment of Scripture. Verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, that's you and I. All of us who are Christians and a part of God's family are going to be given dominion of the kingdom, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. And him, I believe, is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father God. Verse 28, hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Now, brothers and sisters, that's chapter 7 in the book of Daniel. And to my way of thinking, that explains exactly what is going on right now on this earth as we speak. Now, perhaps you got the understanding of what I was saying there, and perhaps you didn't. But I believe the Lord can reveal it to you if you'd like to understand totally what that chapter means. Read it again and ask the Lord to reveal it to you, as I feel he just revealed it to me right now as I read it. God does that. The Lord does that. When you're a Christian seeking after God and you don't know exactly what the scripture means, while you're studying that in the mind of the Lord and in a state of worship and praising the Lord, you read each scripture, and the Lord God, indeed the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave when he ascended to heaven, the gift of the Holy Spirit he gave to us to give us greater understanding of the scripture. And it also says in other parts of the Bible that in the last day, we will have greater understanding than we did before. We might see through a glass darkly at some point, but the closer we get to the end time, the clearer that glass is going to become as we see the picture of the events and occurrences through it that are happening right now as we speak. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I've got to pray. I feel the Spirit of the Lord right there upon us to pray for all of you who live in that part of the world that Daniel 7 was speaking about, and the saints who are going to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the word you've given us and the Holy Spirit to give us understanding of the scripture and what lies ahead, and in this case, for what is happening and occurring right now. Lord, we pray that you would protect those who are living a close or adjacent and very close to these events. Lord, that you would fill them with the Spirit. Lord, give them wisdom and guidance and direction for what to do and how to help others. Perhaps they are to be on the sidelines to help the children who are left and remain in the fallout of the devouring that is occurring according to the scriptures. Lord, we pray that you would protect the children and send them to safety, and that you would protect the Christians and send them to safety and provide a safe haven for them away from the violence and destruction that is reigning now, but for a short time, as the time that God allows and no longer. Oh, Lord, we just feel it so strong in the spirit right now. We know there are so many people dealing with that. Lord, we pray that you would uplift them and encourage them and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh from the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you would reveal yourself to them and to everyone who asks. And Lord, right now we pray for those who would like to accept you into their heart as their Lord and Savior. If you would like to do that, just pray these words with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, that he died on the cross, that we could have salvation and healing through the blood sacrifice of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. I want to step from my ways of walking in darkness and step out right now into walking the path of light with the Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord, as I walk my daily walk as a Christian, that I will grow into the stature of Christ and that I will become a strong Christian, stronger each day, and that I will avail myself and read the scriptures, get myself a copy of the Word of the Bible in English or my language, and give me understanding, Lord, I pray. I pray for all my family, that those who are not Christian yet, that you will draw them unto you by your Spirit. We pray for the Muslims, Lord, that you will draw them unto you by your Spirit, and that they will accept the Lord with the rest right now who are receiving the Lord. And we just pray for those Muslim Christians who would be in a direct line of sight of those who wish to harm them. We pray, Lord, that you would give them wisdom with how to live and what to say, and that their Muslim neighbors won't recognize any need to harm them. And we just praise you, Lord, for this gift of salvation, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is great. And when you just think about what we read tonight, that not only did the Lord God tell us hundreds of years ago in the book of Daniel that it was going to happen, we happen to be living right now in the time in which it is taking place. And as a Christian, I don't find that fearful, but more in awe of the Lord God, of his omniscience, his all-presence, all-power, his great and mighty glory. It's just jaw-dropping. God is awesome. He is so great. Let's worship the Lord together as Bethany Dillon sings, "How Great is Our God." And hang on with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us as we listen to "How Great is Our God." Hallelujah. Close in majesty. And I think it's important that we take a few more minutes here to worship the Lord together as Tim Hughes sings, "Here I am to worship." Let's just worship the Lord together. Here I am to worship. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am. You're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether wonderful, altogether wonderful.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're coming again to the end of another great time together. It's my pleasure and joy to be able to share and read the scripture to you. To me, there's nothing better to read than the scripture. It's better than any novel or movie or story because it just fulfills that old saying that truth is stranger, I like to say, more entertaining perhaps, or more interesting than fiction. Truth is interesting. And perhaps that's why so many of us from the centuries before now used to like to just sit on the porch and or at the train station and watch people. Because there's nothing more interesting than watching life, watching people. There are so many different kinds and of people with different sizes, shapes, colors, ways of speaking, and they're just God's creation of a great variety. And when I think about how the Lord must feel when we all worship and praise Him and adore Him and read His scripture, He must really feel pleased about that. Although we're not perfect, He sees we are aiming toward Him and doing the best we can and giving our utmost, giving our fullest attention to the Lord. And I just thank you for doing that with me again in another show, giving your attention to the Lord and the scripture and worshiping the Lord together. Let's bow our heads together as we say our closing prayer before we say goodnight. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America, and you can listen to any of these archived shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Praise you and thank you, Lord, for being with us again for another show and bringing forth the reality and understanding of the Word and giving us opportunity to pray for our Christian friends around the world and give people opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus. We pray that you will be with each one of us and help us to arrive back together to hear the word again in the next time that we are broadcast. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, you can listen to these broadcasts 24/7 24 hours a week, 7 days a week, by just accessing it on your computer, internet, at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. And if you ever do get opportunity to call in, I know for many in the Mideast and Africa and Asia, it's difficult to call. But we do have a toll-free call-in number, 1-877-497-9937. But perhaps you'd like to email me. Maybe that's easier for you. My email address is my name, diane@linning.com. D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. With that given, we are going to be saying goodnight. Thank you so much for being with us. Remember, above all, that God loves you, and so do I. Thank you so much for being with us. Until next time, this is Diane Linning, your host. Take care, and have a great day and a great week living for God. Until next time, this is Diane. Bye.